It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. It's a Friday. It's early in the month, and that means that today we get an update on the economy and particularly its ability to create a healthy number of new jobs. Last month, the unemployment rate hit 7.9%. To talk about what may happen today, we're joined by NPR's Yuki Noguchi, who covers the economy. Yuki, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so of course economists try to forecast what's likely to happen. What's the forecast?
Well, the expectation is that we're in for more of the same. As we've seen for a couple of years now, the prediction is for 160,000 jobs, which may be enough growth to bring down the unemployment rate slightly to 7.8%. A private payroll report out this week showed a larger than expected growth number in terms of jobs, but that's not radically different from what we've seen. So again, more of the same.
Okay, more of the same. And yet we are at the end of a week in which the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a record high, recovered all the ground that had been lost since the beginning of the financial crisis in 2007. Why is the job market not booming?
Well, there is an apparent disconnect between the stock market and the job market, and a couple of things might help explain that. One of the big things is productivity gains, of course. Companies downsized and invested in technology in recent years, and when you find efficiencies, you don't tend to go back to what you used to do.
Right.
So when you do have a boom in business, you know, there's sort of less of a need to hire.
A company that had 100 went down to 80 employees, maybe has figured out how to do more business with 80 employees.
More with less, exactly. And the other thing that companies do is, you know, when they do hire, wage growth has been tamped down because when you have high unemployment, of course, wage growth slows. So they're able to hire now for less money, which is, of course, beneficial to the company. The other thing is that growth isn't necessarily happening here. So big international companies are invested in emerging economies like India and China, which are growing faster than here. And so that benefits their bottom line and their stock price without them having to actually hire some more people here.
So to a greater degree than might have been true in the past, when I see a stock that is booming on the Dow, part of the reason is because people are being hired in India to do something productive or hired in China to do something productive.
Well, not necessarily, but a lot of the growth is coming from those markets. So if they sell products in India or in China, that might benefit their bottom line. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to hire an equivalent number of people here in the U.S.
Now, let's talk about something else that's happening here. Of course, there's this budget battle in Washington. The so-called sequester, automatic spending cuts have begun to take effect. We're hearing about federal workers being furloughed. What are the likely ripple effects, if any, on the job market?
Well, we haven't seen those yet. We haven't seen slower hiring in anticipation of that fiscal tightening. But and hiring is still happening in many industries. And that may be in part because some parts of the economy are doing much better than they have in previous years, like housing sales and construction are better than they have been in 5 years. So to put this another way, I mean, it is possible that without this fiscal tightening, we would see more hiring. But as you said, in coming months, we will start to see the sequester take effect. And so you'll likely see government and government contracts. Contracting jobs decline. And the other thing that people are watching is economic growth. So the economy in the U.S. has slowed substantially, as it has in Europe. And of course, China is at a slower growth rate than it has been in years. So there are a number of moving factors here. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes together in the next couple months.
And we'll find out at least what did happen in the rearview mirror in February later this morning. Yuki, thanks very much.
Thank you.